This is Matthew Bennett.
You are one of the newest reporters for the Post-Independent.
That is correct. I was in a band previous to this as a drummer, and last year we played roughly 63 shows all across the country. And in addition to Louisiana, the favorite place that we played was probably in Colorado, and just really fell in love with the state. And I'm so glad now to call it my other home.
So where are you coming from?
I come from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm a graduate of LSU. I worked for a magazine in Baton Rouge called Dig. I got to interview everybody from a Bourbon Street stripper and the trade on that to the last piece I did, one I really enjoyed telling about prison ministry at Angola Prison down there.
You recently wrote two articles about the 3rd Congressional District race. Scott Tipton is our representative, the incumbent, unchallenged on the Republican side. And there are 3 Democratic candidates who were represented at a independent forum last week. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about what you experienced at that meeting?
Absolutely. It was a very interesting forum in that Colorado voters approved in the last election cycle, I believe it was Amendment 108, which effectively allows unaffiliated voters a participation in the primary election. Before this, you know, if you were a registered Democrat, you would get your Democrat primary ballot in the mail, which this year would have said, you know, Diane Mitch Bush, Carl Hanlon, and Armin Coney. But now if you're an independent or unaffiliated, you'll receive both ballots in the mail for the primary, and you will be able to send one back. If you send back both ballots, they're not going to be recorded. With this forum, speaking to that, it was interesting in that it was the Western Colorado Independence Forum. You know, it wasn't a debate really by any means, nor have, from my understanding, have really any of them been, as they've all tried to keep the campaign as clean as possible. I would imagine just, you know, trying to make it look cordial and civil so that whoever is the last candidate standing, they hopefully won't have, in their minds, too much baggage going into the general election, because they will, just looking at the statistics and the numbers, face a uphill battle in unseating Scott Tipton if you just look at historically what the district has voted.
Scott Tipton defeated Democratic challenger Gail Schwartz by nearly 50,000 votes.
Correct. I think the number was around 49,000 and something. I can't remember exactly, but yes, it was roughly 50,000 votes. You know, a lot of political scientists, they consider it a pretty safe Republican district, but given the political climate nowadays, you kind of never know what's going to happen.
Well, this takes us to your other article called Money Talks in 3rd District Congressional Race. You did a little bit of digging here and found that although he doesn't seem to have been using it much so far, Republican Scott Tipton has raised over $700,000 for his campaign so far.
And those numbers, without question, have seen a change. That was as the filing date of March 31st, I believe it was.
You illustrate that a lot of that money is coming from industry PACs, political action committees, banks, and oil and gas. An activist from Paonia, Pete Kolbenschlag, comments on your article, sort of disclosing that one of Tipton's top contributor, or his top contributor over his career, is the same SG interest. He's currently being sued for a comment he made on a previous article for the Post-Independent. So, on the Democratic side, how's it looking based on your assessment when you dug into these numbers a little bit?
I can't speak to the Facebook comment of gentlemen being sued. I don't know much about that. But what I can say is, you know, if you look at Scott Tipton's receipts, they're a lot heftier from industries, particularly banks and oil and gas, whereas the Democratic side has kind of opted with the no PAC pledge. So yeah, the numbers definitely look a lot different. Diane Mitch Bush and Carl Hanlon particularly both have said that they will not take money from corporate PACs. So they see a lot of their contributions come from individuals in the 3rd Congressional District. They're really trying to play that up, be being sort of a people's candidate, if you will, as opposed to the industry candidate. But it's no secret, I think, that money talks in elections. And I mean, it's not to say Scott Tipton doesn't have a fair share of financial contributors that are citizens in the 13th Congressional District, because I think we need to remember that the district does represent a lot of rural aspect of the Western Slope, and that's a hand he's going to play into a lot, as well as cities like Grand Junction. I think where the Democratic side of the aisle really wants to hone in is on Pueblo.
People need to have their ballots into the county clerks by June 26th, which is next Tuesday.
And then we'll see who the last candidate standing is on the Democratic side, and then they'll certainly be campaigning relentlessly until that November 6th election date.
Well, thank you, Matthew Bennett, reporter for the Post-Independent.
Thank you so much, Raleigh, and thank you for Katie and Kay. Everywhere I go, people always talk about it so highly.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.